Blog Talk Radio.
At Olive Garden, nobody loves Alfredo quite like we do. We make it from scratch using simple ingredients like garlic, butter, cream, and fresh Parmesan. So you can enjoy it poured, twirled, or dipped. From that irresistible first taste to the final creamy bite. With our one-of-a-kind Alfredo, the possibilities are endless. Olive Garden, we're all family here.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I just got a text from my sister. You remember Rick, her neighbor?
Sure. He's a 76-year-old guy who still runs marathons, right?
Sadly, not anymore.
What? You mean...
Mm-hmm. Just like that.
Wow. So sudden. We're not about to have the we need life insurance conversation again, are we?
No. We're having the we're getting coverage so we don't have to worry about it conversation.
So you're calling about the $9.95 a month plan from Colonial Penn?
I am. We put it off long enough. We are getting that $9.95 plan today.
Is it time for you to call about the $9.95 plan? I'm Jonathan from Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company. Sometimes we just need a reminder not to take today for granted. It could be the death of someone you know or a health scare. That's why today could be a great day to call for free information about Colonial Penn's $9.95 plan. If you're age 50 to 85, you can get guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance starting at just $9.95 a month. There are no health questions, so you can't be turned down for any health reason. This is permanent coverage. Just pay your premiums for lifelong security. The $9.95 plan is Colonial Penn's number one most popular whole life plan. Options start at just $9.95 a month. That's less than 35 cents a day. Your rate can never go up. It's locked in for life. Don't put it off. Take the first easy step. Call today for free information. And you'll also get this free beneficiary planner. So call now.
Call 1-800-776-5050 for your free information and two free gifts, all with no obligation. That's 1-800-776-5050. 1-800-776-5050. That's 1-800-776-5050. Call now.
Hello, Colonial Penn?
Little ghetto boy playing in the ghetto street. What you gonna do when you grow up and have to face responsibility? Will you spend your days and nights in a pool room? Will you sell cans of madness to the neighborhood? Little ghetto boy, you already know how rough life can be, 'cause you've seen so much pain and misery. Little ghetto boy, your daddy was blown away. He robbed at the grocery store. Don't you know that was a sad, sad old day? All of your young life you've seen such misery and pain. The world is a cruel place and it ain't gonna change. So young, and you got so far to go. But I don't think you'll reach your goal, young man, hanging by the pool room door. Look out, son. Thank you. to get better.
Hey, I want to thank you for joining us for our 2916th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC and our 1307th episode of Damon Network, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Them Boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. You are tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela. And tonight, my very special guests are, they are all authors. We have Paige Perkinson with us, Sheena Gordon, and Lakia Barnett. And that's just one thing amongst the many things that these amazing women do. They are amazing in their own right, but we're going to dive into that a little later on in the show. Right now, I need you to share this with someone. If you're listening via web and want to join the conversation tonight, please call in again at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation so that you can get in queue. I tell you, the conversation may get deep tonight, but I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I'm excited to have these amazing women on tonight. The topic for tonight is going to be in three parts. Part one, it's going to be domestic violence. What is domestic violence? It happens 24/7, 365, and we recognize it 1 month, 31 days out of 365 days. So I'm going to give these amazing women an opportunity to share briefly about themselves, what they're doing, and how this topic, domestic violence, affects them. And then in the second part, we're going to share how they're making a difference, because they're definitely making a difference, how we can support them. And we're going to dive in. We're going to give you an opportunity to connect with them. That's the opportunity for you to call in and chat with them. So make sure that you dial in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. So, Brother O, can you hit me with another song? And then we're going to come back and we're going to dive in the conversation, because I want these ladies to share, because it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Tomorrow is Purple Thursday. For those that do not know, it's International Domestic Violence Awareness Day, encouraging everyone to wear that purple. But we're going to dive in that conversation after this song. DJ Olasky, can you hit me with a song? Welcome back. Again, you can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure to press 1 to join the conversation. So, again, I have authors Sheena Redine, Lakia Burnett, and Paige Parkinson with me tonight. I'm going to bring up Sheena Redine. This young lady is very special to me. I'm going to bring her up and allow her to reintroduce herself to you guys because she's been here before. This is not her first time gracing the stage. So, Sheena, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you tonight?
I am awesome.
So please, I know since the last time you were here, a lot has happened, a lot of amazing things. This amazing lady has a hand in a lot, and I really want her to share with you guys what she's doing and what does domestic violence mean to her. What does that mean? So I'm going to turn it over to her and allow her to share.
Hi, I am Sheena Godine. I'm an author, a spoken word artist, a poet, a motivational speaker. I am a life coach, a mother of two, an advocate for domestic violence, an advocate for chronic illness. I'm also a producer, and I actually am about to direct my very first monologue. And what do domestic mean to me? It's crazy because I went through it. So it was a dark place, but I've learned to turn it into a powerful story. I know that a lot of people may have walked this path or have seen this path walk, but it's a hard thing to actually have been in it. So it's a very passionate topic for me because I am not just a survivor, I'm an overcomer of domestic violence.
Wow. So briefly, if you would you like to share what that journey was like?
Sure. Well, the very first incident that I had, and it happened in 2011. I was actually 7 months pregnant, and I got threw against a cabinet. And, you know, struggling and just getting strangled, that's like the hardest moment in your life because you're not thinking about your life, you think about your child life. And in that moment, I was thinking about my daughter more than I was thinking about myself. And that process, I end up back in the relationship again, and I was actually strangled again about 4 or 5 months later, and I was actually holding my four-month-year-old daughter. And proceeding through this journey, I decided to leave that relationship, and I end up in a relationship again with someone else. That one was more toxic than the first one. And then I had to figure out, all right, why do I keep getting into these situations? What part of it am I allowing and what part am I playing in it? So I went to therapy. I learned the tools. I learned my boundaries, and I learned all the red flags that I need to notice that when people show you who they are the first time, that's truly who they are.
Wow, you said something right there. You said something right there. I want to thank you for sharing sharing that and being transparent. Y'all, we actually have caller number one in queue. Caller number one, if you would state your name.
Hi, it's Jerry Petito. How you doing, Angela?
Hey, Jerry. I'm doing okay.
So, well, first of all, I want to say hello to you and to your incredible guest.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. I had a very emotional show last night, and now I'm listening to your show, and I'm, like, ready to cry all over again. But your guest is amazing because you're right. She overcame it and is sharing about it. And she, what's your name again, sweetheart?
It's Sheena.
Sheena. Sheena, what you're doing, you already know, I don't have to tell you, is amazing. And being able to have overcome it and now learning why you were allowing it and sharing with women is going to be, you know, life-changing for so many. I never went through that. My mother, who I, you know, we used to fight every day, me and my mom. We didn't get along great, but we loved each other. She would have died for me. But she was tough, and now I thank God, looking back, that I had that tough mother because she made me who I am today. And, you know, I'm a recovery coach and a nutritional health coach, so I help a lot of families in need. But I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking you are absolutely an incredible woman of God, and you are doing exactly what he needs of you. For you to say that you don't look back at your life as a bad thing anymore so you could do what you're doing is beautiful, and I commend you, so God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, Angela, thanks for this show. Yes, yeah, sweetie.
Please share who you are and how they can connect with you.
So I'm on the same week as you, which is a good thing. It makes me remember. So I was on last night at 9:30, and 4 weeks from last night, the Jerry Petito show, I will be on again.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. So, Sheena.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to thank you for all that you do because I know that you are also a chronic illness advocate. So in order to be an advocate, that means you must have chronic illnesses. And I know that cannot be easy with all that you do. So if you want to briefly share about that, I would love to hear that.
Sure. Yes, I do have chronic illnesses that I do deal with, and I don't look like what I deal with on a daily. I have fibromyalgia, which is chronic nerve pain. I have ankylospondylitis, which is arthritis in my spine. It goes the rest of my joints, I have rheumatoid arthritis. I have osteoarthritis, and I have a kidney disease called polycystic kidney disease. So, no, it's not an easy journey, but I get up every day to show people that regardless of the cards that you're dealt, you know, you always can succeed to do different things because I don't look like I have anything wrong with me, but I have a lot of things that I do deal with on a daily.
Wow. And I thank you so much for always being transparent. I call her my little sister. We're both actually from South Carolina. So thank you. I'm going to put you on hold for a second, but of course we're going to bring you back up. I'm going to bring Elder Lakia Barnett up and allow her to introduce her. Elder, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here. How are you?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing well. just excited to be here and connect with you too, as we all do. We've been locked arms for quite a while now, so it's been very an interesting ride, I must say.
Wow. So please, I honestly don't know what your journey is with domestic violence, but I know that you're an advocate because you definitely advocate for us. So I definitely want you to share a little bit about yourself. Please introduce yourself to those that are tuned in.
Yes, well, I am Elder Lakia Barnett, as Ms. Angela stated, but I'm also the founder of Tears of Purpose Monologue Ministries and an author, a mommy, a wife, a playwright, you know, many, many hats that I wear. But I am just thankful just to be here. And domestic violence has not been my personal story, but I know that I have been called in that arena to help with bringing women to the forefront to tell their stories and deal with trauma that they have gone through. I've known people who have gone through it. Me personally have not walked through those shoes, but you know, again, because of the grace and the mandate that is on my life, I'm able to help with those women who have gone through things. And believe it or not, it was prophesied over my life about 3 years ago that I would actually be working with women that face domestic violence. And I literally looked at the woman of God who told me that, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. I ain't never go through that, you know, but again, we never know the setup that God has for us. So I'm just blessed and honored to be able to help and meet so many amazing survivors.
Wow. So when we come back, I'm going to allow you to tell us a little bit about Tears to Purpose Monologue Ministry. We have a track coming up, and then you can share just a little bit about your ministry. Brother O?
All right.
Well, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You are currently tuned in to Walk and Purpose with Angela. You can call in at 516-453-9133. My special guest tonight is Sheena Gradine, Elder Lakia Barnett, and Paige Parkinson. So we were chatting with Elder Barnett as we went to that song, and she was getting ready to share about her amazing ministry, Tears to Purpose, and what she does with that. Elder Barnett, if you would like to continue.
Yes, ma'am. So Tears to Purpose, I just want to give everyone that's listening a little back history on how Tears to Purpose was founded. Because, you know, sometimes I think a lot of people just think things are just birthed just to be birthed. But me and my family in 2013, we went through a period of losing everything. I mean, literally everything. And also being held at gunpoint in between losing everything. Where all of us really could have lost our lives, and I wouldn't be sitting here today talking to you all. But God is faithful, and he knows the plans for our life, even sometimes before we realize what they are. And to just fast forward, I remember going back to the hospital where both me and my husband were born, and that was the main shelter in Washington, D.C., that we ended up being there until we were released out to get back to society and get back on our feet. And I remember that's when my ministry launched. I remember that's when God spoke to me and told me that you have to birth this ministry for women out. Clearly had showed me my cousin's face, which she is vice president of Tears of Purpose. And she has a story. And I really had to trust God. I had to learn how to hear from God in many more ways than what I thought I was doing. And I launched into my purpose right then and there. You know, it wasn't any doubt for me. It was a lot of fear. But you know, anything that you're walking into and you're just trusting God, you know, there's always some fear. But I've learned that God will turn that fear into boldness and being courageous. And through that, I helped, you know, women come forth with their testimonies. I've been in the arts pretty much all of my life, so that is where God uses me to minister through writing skits and monologues, and that is the way that he wanted me to take this ministry, because we have to understand the drama ministry, which you see sometimes in your churches, that's where the visual comes. And God says, I need you to be my mouthpiece, but I also need you to be a visual to people who may not can't grasp just reading the word of God or just hearing the word of God. What about the people who are visual learners? I need you to bring things and expose things that are hidden, that are not of me. So this is why the plays were birthed. This is why the monologues come forth, because we understand through the word of God that we are overcome by the word of our testimonies. The enemy can no longer defeat us anymore when we have overcame by telling our story. So that is what Tears to Purpose do. We have women from different cities that have locked arms, and we are happy and excited about where God has taken us. So it has been quite the journey.
Wow. I definitely thank you for sharing. It's not ironic. I was going to say it was ironic that you share that. And for those that are tuning in, I want Sheena to come back on, because I want you, Sheena, and myself to have a conversation, because all three of us connect through her ministry, through Sheena's vision. And we've been given the opportunity, myself along with seven other cast members, to help bring Sheena's vision to the forefront. We're actually going to be on live doing a virtual monologue on October the 30th at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time through private Zoom. We only have 20 tickets left. Sheena, I want you to share with the listeners a little bit about this monologue, just a little bit. Don't want you to share too much, because we want them to grab them last 20 tickets so that they can join us. But share a little bit about that, and how this connection came about.
Well, it's quite interesting. The birth of this was nothing but the Lord, because I was interviewed on her show, and, you know, I joined Tears of Purpose as well on her platform, so I'm a part of that as well. And then she messaged me about making my book visual, which I've already, what was crazy was I already had a plan and a thought to turn it into a play. So he connected us without us even knowing that this was going to happen. Well, without me knowing that it was going to happen. He already knew what the vision was. But this play, which is The Mask Behind the Mask, which is my very first book, is based off, is 8 different skits with 8 awesome, phenomenal women that is going to impact you, inspire you, and motivate you to just be a better version of yourself. You'll get to see some laughs, some cries, a little bit of different emotions. Just come with everything. Come with all the joy. Come with the tears and the tissues. Come with the happiness and the smiles, and just come to be ready. And actually, we're down to 17 tickets now since the last time I sold for y'all.
Wow. So we actually have caller number 2 in queue. Caller number 2, if you would state your name and where you're calling from, please. Caller number 2, you're in queue. State your name and where you're calling from.
All right, caller number 2 might not be ready at this time.
So,
call, you there?
Okay. So.
Okay, but keep on going.
Yeah. So we keep it pushing. So it's ironic because the skit that each one of the women portray, it is so much of our journey. Like right now, my skit, I feel my skit. Like this is what I feel right now. And it's just amazing that people are going to be able to experience this.
It's needed.
Thank you for it. It is definitely Lakia. I want you to share with us, how do you come up with these skits from her book of poetry? Like you just
well,
it's hard to apply.
I'm laughing at this because it wasn't funny at first. It was not. But now that we have kind of got over the hump, I can laugh and breathe a little bit, right? It's almost like being too full, eating too much, and then once your stomach has settled down, you can breathe. But with Shauna, it's funny that she said this is something she was already thinking about when she don't even know. Well, she knows now that on the other side of it, I was literally sitting in the basement and I heard the Lord drop in my spirit, start helping authors to bring their books visual. And I said, what? I said, see, now I thought we had an agreement that I already did what you told me to do with the ministry. Now you want me to go help the authors bring their stuff visual? So, you know, this is the conversation me and God is having. I said, okay, I don't fight God. Whatever he say, it must be a reason for it. So that's how we got linked up. But God, I am a very visual. I've always been a visual person, but because of how God uses me, through dreams, I can be asleep and God will drop something in my sleep and I'll wake up and write it just like that. Or he'll show me a vision and it comes to me just like that. So when I started reading Shauna's book, and because I understand the word of poetry, I just started taking things unseen and starting to create. And that's really how God uses me. Like, I can't really explain it. It's just a special anointing that God has given me to be able to take projects as such as Shauna and be able to create in such a magnitude where people will be able to understand. I'm just honored to be a part of it and watching her execute, you know, in this magnitude. She's already a trailblazer in her own right, but this right here is like to another level, and I absolutely have grown so fond of all of y'all that it is just amazing to me how each of you said that some way, somehow, you guys connected to this, and we never talked about this prior. So that's how you know is God. You know, that's how you know when God is in the midst, and I'm just proud and ecstatic about it, and
I'm assuring you that lives will be changed after this because of all of us saying yes to whatever yes. part we played. So
that's it.
Yeah.
And the fact that we were just willing to come together, and that's what I keep telling people. It's all about us willing to collaborate, us willing to put down whatever and come together, because she definitely had a vision. Oh, my God. I just can't begin to – I can't say enough about this young lady. Like, when we connected, like, we connected at the hip. Like, we – no matter what happens, we can't depart. And it's just amazing just to see things just be birthed through her. And when I tell her I'm proud of her, I'm truly proud of her, because I've seen how she's grown on this journey. And I've seen the battles that she's been through, even through having surgery on your hand. You remember that? And it was just, it's just been one thing after another. And I tell you, I'm elated about being a part of this amazing production. I'm proud of you guys. We have caller number three in queue. Caller number three, if you would state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, peace. This is Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru. All of you women of God, how are all of y'all doing tonight? I know y'all sound great.
All right, how are you?
Great.
First, I want to say thank you to each one of you for not only going through such a horrific thing in your personal life, but you pretty much are setting a standard, especially for people who may be listening, who may be getting ready to experience what y'all have already experienced, or they are already experiencing it now, or to be able to come to the other side, like where y'all are at now. So that's very, very important for y'all to share this, you know, with the listening audience. I just want to say thank you so much for that, okay? And I also want to call for some great news for the woman of God, Ms. Angela Thomas-Smith. Congratulations on your O&E Syndication Station All-Time Connection Record. This is your 26th all-time and your fourth consecutive with the Darlene Lawrence Championship. I'm so proud of you as your ABBA. Keep doing what you're doing. And, yes, I am the host of We Will Aware You. I give thanks to all in all for the way that this week of O&E Dynasty had kicked off. Again, congratulations to Jerry Petito, and then what y'all are speaking about tonight. Now, notice how this is working now. I'm coming back tomorrow with an advancement. And for 36 years of my ministry, I pretty much catered to adults. But by me being a father, and it really, really touched my heart by, you know, when I hear women, be it daughters, sisters, aunts, grandmothers, whatever, be abused. So I'm taking this another step when it comes to our children, the future generation. So tomorrow's advancement, it speaks about let us protect and save our children. We have to do this because no one else can. Okay?
All right. So that was our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcast enshrining Huni Bakatun. Now we're going to play this track. And then after this track, I'm going to bring up our third guest because she's been patiently waiting. And I'm going to bring her up and allow her to introduce herself after this track. Brother O?
I understand your mood.
I like that sax. Y'all don't know I used to play the sax when I was in the jazz band. That's something about me y'all didn't know. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press the 1 to join the conversation. I have 3 amazing individuals here with me tonight. Before I jump over to Paige, I want Sheena to share how you guys can join and support the monologue. Sheena, can you please share that really quick?
Yes, you can cash at me at $SHANA1980, or you can PayPal me at Escudine, which is Sgourdine, 16@gmail.com. The tickets are only $10. We have 17 seats left, and then you will get, and also included in that, you need to send me your email. So on October 30th, I can send you the link so you can join this awesome show of monologue virtually that we are going to put on for you.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, I am super, super excited because I am part of that cast. So thank you. Thank you for stopping by tonight. My next guest is, her name is Paige Parkinson, and I'm going to bring her up and allow her to share just a little bit about herself. She is a new junior advocate for domestic violence. Are you there, Paige?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can. How are you tonight?
I'm great. What about yourself?
I'm doing great. If you would, share just a little bit about who is Paige and what does domestic violence mean to you?
My name is Paige Parkinson. I'm 29. I'm from a small town called Beaumont. I currently go to school for cosmetology. And I'm currently working on a nonprofit organization for homeless people where we feed them. It's going to be called About My Father's Business. And I also want to incorporate domestic violence for women, somewhere they can come and reach out if they need support. So hopefully in 2022 we'll have all that together. What domestic violence means to me is it means everything. Especially when a tragedy subject like this doesn't get the light it deserves, especially for people that lived it, you know, for your survivors and your victims. It's everything because at first when I endured domestic violence, I thought it was just a physical thing. A lot of people don't know that it's physical, it's mental, it's emotional. It's spiritual, it's financial, it's different parts that you could be experiencing right now that you don't even know. I mean, at 29, I had to realize, you know, all the different levels and all the different meanings of it because it's important. Whether, you know, you somebody emotionally abusing you, talking to you, you know, crazy, calling you out your name, something you don't deserve. You know, it's a very serious topic that we don't talk about enough. It's going on 24/7, all day, every day. 1 month is not enough to bring awareness for what's going on when it comes to the subject, domestic violence. So domestic violence is everything to me. I live it. I breathe it. I have been through it. I'm a survivor. So it's important and imperative that we share, you know, the knowledge of it to help others. So it means everything to me.
So if you would, if you don't mind, if you would share just a little bit of what this journey has been like for you.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to take the time to say hi to Ms. Sheena and also hi to Elder. Nice to meet you, ladies. You both have powerful testimonies. I'm grateful to just be on the platform with you, Ms. Angela, and those two ladies. So I just wanted to speak and say hi. My journey and my story began as an adolescent. I was 13 when my abuse started. I was young in a relationship, you know, young and naive and in love. You know, I fell for someone, you know. thought, you know, at a young age, that's who I wanted to be with. I mean, it was good at first. You know, I didn't pay attention to the red flags, which we don't all the time, and that's okay. Further on, I started to notice, you know, the different behavior. You know, the way he treated his mom, the way he, you know, fought on his sister. I ignored those signs and later on became a victim of his abuse by his hand myself, which resulted in people calling me the Mother's Day killer. My story went worldwide. But for 10 years, I never spoke and told my side of the story. I never told people the truth behind it, how I felt, who brought me out, which was God, and how it molded me and how it taught me. So in my situation, for 6 years, I didn't fight back. I took the abuse. And then when I decided to fight back, my abuser died by me defending myself, which resulted in me being charged with murder. So at 21, I was in jail for murder for defending myself. So my abuse started from 13 all the way up to 21. So that's just a little bit about my story. It was a very scary thing to go through, because a lot of times, you know, we go back and we go back, you know. At first it started off choking, and then it started off, you know, with him holding me hostage in the house. And then after that, it started off with him beating me with his fist. And the beatings became worse and worse and worse and worse. And because I was so emotionally battered, my self-esteem had got low, like lower and lower and lower every time I took the beating. I had a child with him. I wanted my family. I didn't want to leave. But that didn't mean I deserved to be beat. See, what I had to understand, being a child going through that, now at 29, I understand that my abuser was emotionally and mentally abused. His father used to beat his mother, and he used to see that. So he thought it was okay for a man to hit a woman. And I'm not saying that it doesn't work both ways, because it does. A man, I see men get abused. Most men don't want to talk about it because they feel like it's shameful for a man to be, you know, beat by a woman or even emotionally abused. You know, I didn't see women tear a man down with just their words, and a man is embarrassed to come forward. Whether it's a gay community, you know, boy, women, men, it's all abuse. We're all in the same type of abuse, you know. So I've seen it work both hands, but in my situation, I was being abused. So that taught me a lot in life. It grew me, you know. I was facing murder. I didn't see no way out. So God was the one. Money didn't help me. My family couldn't help me. My back was against the wall, and the only person that brought me out was God. So I grew a lot, and I matured a lot. So now I'm in a fight with these ladies on this platform, trying to bring awareness to something that people just look over, and it's a very important subject, domestic violence. It's very important.
Wow. I definitely want to thank you for your transparency and your sharing, because I know it has not been easy for you, this journey of sharing, because 10 years you kept it quiet. You didn't want nobody to know. You felt shame. You felt all that. And there's somebody that's tuned in tonight that's going through something. And we've all been there, that have been on that side of domestic violence, because I'm a survivor. Shot point blank range with a sawed-off shotgun. But I'm here to tell my story because I survived, because it was not my time. But we have a caller in queue. Caller number 5, if you can state where you're calling from and your name, please.
Hi, Angela. This is Mo Garman. I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, our brand new intern to ONE, Mo Garman. All right now. I love this.
I just wanted to say that I find your show so inspirational. Just wonderful hearing the stories and hearing how God pulled everybody through it. It's just so inspirational to hear everything.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So what are your thoughts about the topic tonight? 24/7, 365 days this occur. Someone is being beaten right now. Someone may have lost their life right now. But we only talk about it. We only recognize it 1 month out of the year, 31 days. There's something wrong with that picture. You have four individuals on this line tonight that have decided that there's time for change, and we want to be a part of the change that we desire. So what are your thoughts?
I can't add to anything that you're saying because all I'm doing is listening to the healing. It's just a wonderful healing journey, and I think that everybody's story is so unique and different. The last caller really struck me. I just can't believe that she went through all that, and my heart goes out to her. My heart just goes out to her, to everybody, actually. The playwriter, everybody has been phenomenal. Just in your story speaks volumes.
Well, thank you for sharing, and I look forward to hearing from you. When will you be on?
I'll be on November 5th at 9:30.
Cool. Well, thank you for stopping by and sharing with us tonight.
Thank you for having me. You take care, everybody.
So back to Paige. I know that you are new to this as far as advocacy. And like I say, we're all trying to take a stand. We all want to take a stand. you decide to speak out. Why after 10 years you decide that, okay, you're tired of wrestling with God? What made you say, okay, this is it, I got to speak? And what made you choose the day that you chose?
Well, like you said, for 10 years, I didn't speak. I feel like in the beginning, I just wanted to put it behind me because it was so traumatizing. It was so draining. It was so many depths to, you know, what I've been through. Trial and, you know, the 4 years of reset, it was a draining, hurtful experience. I used to envy people that didn't have to wake up and worry about going to jail for murder or, you know, if convicted, life in jail, if not, you know, just time. And after wrestling with God, because me and God was arguing, you know, I was like, I am not talking about this. It's over with. It's done, you know. In my trial, they found me, you know, 12 jurors found me not guilty. It was a unanimous decision, and it was nothing but God working in the midst. So I just was like, you know, I'm done talking about it. My auntie told me, I was like, it's over with it. I'm done. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to bring it up. But my auntie was like, no, you know, God gave you this so you can help somebody else. It's not over with. It's not done. So for years, you know, I went back and forth with God. You know, God was like, you need to talk. So I would call myself sometimes late in the night. I would go back to Google and I would go back to YouTube and look at these news articles and these videos that people made about me on YouTube and, you know, the horrible comments, you know, about how ungrateful I was, about flowers in the cart and, you know, how can you kill somebody over flowers in the cart. And I'm crying because I'm telling myself, you know, they don't even know me. That's not even my story. You know, that ain't my story. So God was basically like, well, don't you want to speak up for yourself? Don't you want to say something? You're going to tell people how I brought you out. You're going to tell people what I've done for you. You know, and thinking about it, I owed him that much. You know, that wasn't him asking me for much because after he freed me from murder, I owe him everything. You know, it's not a doubt in my mind who brought me out. So
wow.
After going back and forth with him last year, earlier this year, I said, okay, God, I'm back in my Bible, my spirit right, you know. You start to change, you know, people, places, and things. You don't start to do the stuff. You know, your spirit man start jerking on you even more, you know, for what you – I don't know about everybody else on his line, but once you're in tune with God, it's like your spirit start convicting you of the wrong you do. Like, when you know it's not right, you know you ain't supposed to be drinking, you know you ain't supposed to be, you know, clubbing, doing the stuff you used to do because you know you called for something much greater. So my spirit, man, started to weigh on me heavy. So I started to change my life within the next 2 years. So just this year in particular, God came at me again because I had wanted to write a book, but he gave me a sequel because a book is just a book. A sequel is ongoing. So I'm like, okay, well, God, that's too much. He was like, well, nowadays, you know, social media is everything. You have Twitter, you have Facebook, you have Instagram. Anyway, you want to say something, you can say it on social media. So I was like, God, you know what? I don't know how to talk to people. I don't know how to talk proper, and I don't know how to be just fancy with my words, you know. And God was like, well, you know, Moses didn't know how to talk. He made a way for Moses, you know, so why couldn't he do this for me? So I worked on my video, you know, I got somebody, I started practicing with my camera, and I was like, okay, I got to make this video. So I made the video while I was talking to the camera after I practiced for so long. And so, I mean, I was going back and forth with myself, like, when should I release this? When should I release this video? So I was like, okay, October, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Why not do this for the victims and survivors? You know, as my tribute to them, to have courage. You know, it's all about having courage. It's all about not being. If you can take that first step, that's enough. You know, to open your mouth, to let somebody know. So, in honor of the victims and survivors, I chose to release my video for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and I was trying to prolong it and put it off. But it was like God gave me the courage just to do it because he already had – and it's not a perfect video. I did the best I could do with it, but it's a start. And so I thank God for that because when Domestic Violence Awareness Month came to mind, that was my tribute to the victims and survivors. So that's why I decided to come forth. It was time for me to clear my name, and it was time for me to help somebody else. Who better to help somebody else than somebody that empathized with them, somebody that's been through what they've been through, somebody that walked the walk, somebody that lived it, somebody that breathed it, you know, somebody that know how I feel and want to take that. Like somebody that had black eyes, somebody that had raw neck, somebody that got drugged through the house, somebody that got beat almost every day of the week, somebody that left, somebody that came back, somebody that's just like you that's living it. Why not, you know, help? Because you need that encouragement. You need to know that they got people out there like you that has been through it. So you're not alone. For anybody out there, you're not alone. We know how you feel, and it's okay.
That is so it's powerful. Okay. And just the women that's on here tonight, Sheena's story and her journey that she's on. And then you have in the midst, Elder. Of course, she's not experienced domestic violence, but she's been around people that had experienced it. And he put her in the midst to be able to minister, because that's what she does. She ministers. Elder, come on. Just come on. She ministers to people and pour into people, because there's been plenty of times where this woman of God has called me and poured into me. And it's not by coincidence that the four of us has crossed paths, because her story, Paige's story, needs to be told. And who better to help her tell that story than the visionary, Sheena Gordon? She's a visionary. She's good at this. This is what she does. And then you have the director, the creative mind behind so many plays. Elder, what do you have to say?
I just want to say to Paige that you are going to be a beacon of light to many young people. I first want to just say to you that we bless God for your life and for your story and for you opening up your mouth. You remind me of Jeremiah because I'm sure in the time that you were going through this and when you were coming out of it and deciding whether you should go forth to open your mouth and say something, you remind me of him because he would always think that he was too young or he would always think that people weren't going to listen to him when God gave him instructions to go forth. It was always kind of like this back and forth thing. And see, I don't know you from a can of paint, but I can kind of see and somewhere in here you went back and forth for a little while. And then you decided that you were just going to hear what God had to say and go and do what he told you to do. I definitely see your story evolving into something visual. And I'm sure Shauna probably would say the same thing. I can see the visual, and this is not for accolades. Hear me when I'm saying this. This ain't for no accolades. This ain't for no trophies. This ain't for none of this. Somebody's life is getting ready to be saved because of your story. The people that are connected to you. I just got through saying earlier on my show to one of my other friends in Christ, sisters in Christ, who brought me into radio, Nakia P. Evans, I was just telling them, I said, the youth, you have to understand there are young people going through this stuff. This ain't just no old folk. These are young girls that are being dragged into situations, getting into situations, and they're not really knowing, but they're just trying to live life. Some of them may be just trying to, you know, find an exit, just trying to, you know, whatever their coping mechanism is or whatever it is that they're trying to do. There are young people that are going through this daily. It's not just older people, and it ain't just women. It's men, too. So I just want to encourage you to go forth. I encourage you to staying strong and bold in what God tells you to do. I understand that God uses you in writing, so write what he tells you. Whatever he tells you, whatever it sounds like is strange, do it anyway, because the Lord is going to bless you in everything that you are doing, every step that you are taking in this next season of your life. Understand that God has you, and he's like, come on, daughter, I got you. You got through this, now I'm about to take you through this. You understand what I'm saying? So I want you to keep going. I want you to keep asking God what next and get excited about it. Amen? And no devil in hell can stop you now because you didn't open up your mouth. So I'm going to be praying for you. I definitely would like to connect with you on different levels, and I'll allow Shauna to say something to you because I know she probably have something to say to as well. But you are definitely a powerhouse in your own
bed. I'm gonna bring Shauna up in just a second because we have caller number 6 in queue, and we're gonna bring that caller on. And then Shauna, I definitely want you to chime in as well because I know you have something to say. So caller number 6, if you would tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, yes. Good evening. My name is Cheryl LeGrand. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. How are you, Cheryl LeGrand?
I'm doing fine, my beautiful ladies. First of all, I wanted to say to you, Ms. Anza, congratulations. It has been a powerful topic. It's truly a blessing to be on the cast with you all. It brings out each one of us in a different way. It's part of us. And I wanted to say that the young lady that was talking, I do believe what everybody was saying, that you do have a story. And for me, about domestic violence, it's like blood pressure. It's a silent killer that starts with our mind. Like you said, we really need to keep getting it out. I'm truly blessed to be part of this because it do start, once again, with our youth when they're young, what they see, what they hear, and it starts there. And we have to be careful as parents, you know, our aunt, the friend, what we are bringing out, because eventually, like I said, hurt kids become hurt adults. So this is a good way. Domestic violence is control to me. That's what it starts with. Like you say, your emotions and everything. So everybody, like I said to you all, thanks for getting your story out. Thanks for having me part of it, to be part of something that people are scared to talk about. These are one of the topics that right now, as COVID is rising, it's getting worse. is hidden and it's quiet and you can't see it unless they start talking like these young ladies. So continue to talk. And like I said, it's a journey, whether it's mental or physical. And the only way it's going to stop is people like Paige, Nishana, and everyone else keep speaking. So thank you all once again for me to be part of this journey as well.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. Cheryl is one of the cast members for the Mask Behind the Mask virtual monologue. I definitely want to thank her for stopping by and sharing. Also, I did not mention that Paige and Sheena, as well as myself, we are a part of a collaboration project that just released entitled Bringing Healing to the City and Heals, Stomping Out Domestic Violence. It's a 30-day devotional where we share from our hearts our journeys in domestic violence through devotional and journal. We have a track, and then we're going to come back and continue the conversation. Brother O.
And turn turn this house into a home. I climb the stairs and turn the key. Oh, please be there. I said, still in love, still in love. You're gonna be in love with me. I want you and need you to be, yeah, still in love with me. Say you're gonna be in love with me. It's driving me crazy to think that my baby would end me. Are you gonna be, say you're gonna be, are you gonna be, are you gonna be, are you gonna be, say you're gonna be? Well, 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 well. Still in love, so in love, still in love with me. Are you gonna be, say that you're gonna be?
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You are tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on ONE Dynasty. Wow. So we have caller number 7 in queue. Caller number 7, if you would please tell us where you're calling from and your name.
Hi, it's Ebony Dawn Starks, Commissioner of ONE Dynasty.
Hey, Ebony.
How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really well, and I'm definitely enjoying the show, and I just want to say hello to your honored guests. Everyone has a beautiful story, a powerful story, and it's so important just to spread the word. I, too, was, I don't want to say a victim of domestic violence, but I definitely experienced some heavy issues in my past, and it is so important to share it and also encourage these women to see the red flags before it gets any further. You know what I mean? Because when we ignore the red flags, then years or months later, we look up and we're like, how did it get this far? How did I let this person mentally, verbally, and physically abuse me? It is not even in domestic type relationships, but it's also, you also got to take accountability for, you know, so-called friendships and so-called, you know, relationships where we acquire in life, and we have to set those boundaries because we're not going to be somebody's sounding board or a victim.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you for sharing. Commissioner, if you would please share when we can tune in to your show.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm a business analyst. I go by my pen name. I'm also an author, which is I write under the pen name E. Davis. So it will be Strictly Business with E. Davis, and that will be October 28th, next week.
Well, I want to thank you for the amazing job that you are doing, and I want to thank you for taking the time to stop by tonight and share with us your journey with domestic violence. So thank you for your transparency on tonight. So we have caller number 8 in queue. Caller number 8, if you would state where you're calling from and your name, please.
Well, let me fix my earphones. It's your true friend, Will of God. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm listening to a powerful show. Now, first of all, let me get this name straight, because these young ladies have been through a lot. And, you know, you get this tag on Facebook. Shauna.
Sheena
Gardin. Sheena. And let me get this other name right. Here it is.
Lakeena Barnett.
Paige. Y'all young ladies, right? People don't understand. When you go through life, even as a man, because some of these men out here, such as me, and the other men out here, have ventured into a lifestyle of awkwardness. And for y'all to be able to live through what y'all been through is nothing but God. And people don't really believe that God exists. I've seen it personally. Just recently, even going all the way up to go visit Kim Bella and Jewel Santana, and on my way back from Miami, God is here. And for what y'all doing right now, helping all these young ladies that's really, how should I say it, scared to speak. You know, sometimes you got a relationship in life where if you do speak, you're done. I heard that. I guess that's because of the fact that some cultures are different from other cultures. Sometimes Philadelphia women are totally different than women that's overseas. They have to be, how should I say it, put in a awkward position where they're not allowed to have a freedom of speech. But, whoo, to go through what, and I'm just getting on the show a little bit late, because I got to hear the show from the beginning over again. What y'all been through is going to help these young children that's growing up, especially the ladies, because sometimes you have to be bold to be able to stand or stay alive. Other than that, you ain't nothing but a number. So I applaud y'all for speaking freely and helping everybody out here that's listening. And congratulations, Angela. I mean, I was kind of suspect listening to a commissioner talk to a commissioner. I didn't know how to react, but my God is good. But this is a very intriguing show, and I really applaud y'all.
Well,
because y'all
before
didn't have
you
to do it.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for stopping by and sharing with us. But before you leave, please, my Aries twin, share with us when you'll be on again.
Daggone it. You're going to put the Aries out there. Yeah, I'm a March 22nd, y'all. I'm just like one of those. I can't be one of them. But I'll be on this Friday. And my show is called Too Thorough by Will of God. And my topic is a topic where I want everybody to get involved. It's basically saying intelligent questions and or answers inquiring minds would like to know. I would love for each caller to give me something intelligent or answer that's intelligent that we can just uplift this whole world with valuable information, such as, like I said before, if you look at your fuel gauge. Now, somebody told me this because I didn't even know. I forgot. If you look at your fuel gauge, there's an arrow to tell you which side is on, the left or the right. but it's a lot more information. We can go educational. We can go ghetto. We can go anywhere you want Friday night, 9:30. Please don't be late because it's all about you.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for stopping by. We have caller number 9 and Q caller number 9. You can tell me where you're calling from and your name, please. Caller number 9.
All right, caller, you on the line. Okay. We're going to go 5 more seconds. Okay. We appreciate the caller calling in. And now we go to the next caller. Here we go.
Caller
hello?
Number 10, you are.
Hi.
Oh, it sounds like they're
how
walking.
How are you, Angela?
Like you walking up to Zion. You sound like you walking to Zion.
Oh. Sorry. I had to go run and get my charger because I was on 1%. The phone was dying. Can y'all hear me now?
We can hear you. You sound like Chinchilla.
Okay. Hey, how are you? Yes, it's Chinchilla.
How
hi, how are you? I'm good. I'm good. And enjoyed the portion I heard of your show. I got on as soon as I got off my Wednesday podcast. And to your guests tonight, you know, I thank them for sharing their stories tonight and everything. And let me see if I got their names right. Let's see. Paige, Shauna, and Lakia, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And to you, your show is always awesome. And thank you so much for always bringing awareness to the issues of domestic violence. And there's so many women out there that are in domestic violence relationships right now and, you know, that are afraid to get out of them. And, you know, a lot of them just stay there a long time. And so many women stay in those type of relationships because of their children and they don't want to be separated from the husband or, you know, or in a non-marriage relationship as well. They stay in those, and it's just so sad that, you know, women go through these issues. And aside from the physical violence, there's also violence with verbal abuse, because verbal abuse can be really hurtful. So there are a lot of women out there that suffer in relationships that they are constantly verbally abused and mentally abused and emotionally abused, and any type of abuse is just very wrong. And so I thank you so much, Angela, for bringing these issues to the forefront on your platforms. And so I just wanted to make sure I called in to support your show tonight.
Well, thank you for stopping by and sharing with us. And I want to thank you for all that you do for those that are wrongfully incarcerated and overly incarcerated, all that you do for reform in the justice system. So thank you for what you do. And before you leave, please share with those that are tuned in exactly who you are and how they can connect with you.
Okay, I am Chinchilla Jonesia. I'm the host of News Forum that airs every Sunday night at 9:30 right here on these ONE stations. So y'all can tune in Sunday nights, 516-453-9133. And if any of you that are listening have anybody that's wrongfully incarcerated and would like to be a guest on News Forum or any of my podcasts, y'all can reach out to me by dialing 844-642-8378, extension 888. Again, that's 844-642-8378. Or hit me up on Facebook, Chinchilla Jonesia, and I'll be glad to speak with you. And if you have any health conditions and want to get off the medications, y'all can call me too, because I'm also a naturopathic doctor. All right. So thank you so much, Angela.
Thank you. Thank you for stopping by. So that, of course, is Chinchilla. She's our news anchor. She's on every Sunday night, you guys. So before we go into Ngozi time, I want to give you guys an opportunity to share how individuals can follow you guys really quick. I'm going to start with Shauna. Shauna, if you would please share how individuals can connect with you and follow you.
You can follow me on my social media. On Facebook, I'm Shauna Goodine.
which is Shana, last name Gourdine. And it's also as Shana Gourdine Author on there. On Instagram is Shana Gourdine Author as well. On TikTok is Shana Author. You can always reach out to me at my email, which is sgadine16@gmail.com, or you can hit my website, which is www.theladybehindthemask.com.
Thank you, thank you. And Elder, if you would please share how we can connect with you.
Yes, you can follow me on Facebook at Lakia Barnett, LAKIA BARNETT, also on Instagram at Fulfilled3. And you can also go to the ministry's website at www.TearsThePurposeMonologueMinistries.com.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing. Paige, how can we connect with you?
You can connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat at Paige Parkerson, that's PAIGEPARKERSON, and also on my email at any time at Parkerson, PARKERSON, Paige, PAIGE, at gmail.com.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, I definitely want to thank each and every one of you for stopping by tonight. Queen, appreciate you for your transparency. I thank you for your willingness because you were willing to stop by and share. I thank you for walking in power because you are definitely positioned for this because you are overcomers. You are willing vessels to empower others through your resilience. I thank you for being servant. And thank you, Elder, for being the leader that you are. So we're going to go into Ngozi time. Ngozi.
Well, first of all, you know, live and direct, what a wonderful archive tonight by Angela Thomas Smith, the 2023 International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. And there will be no promotion of our outstanding network. Today we lost an outstanding human being. Her name is Tina Turner. We're all shocked. You know, last week we had Jim Brown and now Tina. And so there will be no promotion of our network tonight to honor Tina Turner. We love Ansel Thomas Smith. Please make sure you vote for her. She already told you how to reach her on all of the social media platforms. This young lady gave you a show from 2021 that was outstanding in archive performance. We love her. We end tonight's show for a tribute.
Of your hand makes my folks react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical. Only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than
and our architect of this wonderful show from 2021, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, the 2023 International Internet Radio Broadcasting nominee, and our show.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. I don't know if you heard me or not. How you doing tonight?
We're good. And you're going to end our show tonight. Not me. You had a little feedback in the background.
I don't know where that's coming from because I'm not, I don't even have nothing on. Well, let me try to
go ahead and speak and end our show. It's okay. Just end our show. Go ahead and talk.
Well, thank you. Thank you for playing this tonight. I tell you, just listening to the three young ladies that shared, it just reminds me of why I'm on this journey and the things that I do. So thank you for playing this on tonight. Yeah, thank you.